I must have been something. I must have had something. Of course I remember. I really was grand.
Those who knew and worked with Roger Rees agree that he was grand. Rees performed that song in the role of Anton Schell in The Visit on Broadway, which ended its run in June. Rees had left the show in May for medical reasons. The Visit spent 2014 at the Williamstown Theater Festival as Rees co-starred with Chita Rivera. She spoke about working with Rees during an interview with WAMC's The Roundtable last year.
He's so much fun to be with, and he's passionate. We get to those scenes where we're confronting each other. I'm certainly confronting him. It's very easy to tell the story looking into his eyes. He is that person that that told that lie those years ago and connived and ruined her life.
Born in Wales, Rees started his acting career with the Royal Shakespeare Company in the mid-1970s, where he had non-speaking roles for about 3 years. In the 1980s, he would win an Olivier Award and a Tony Award as the title role in the original production of The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby. When it was adapted for television, Rees was nominated for an Emmy. Rees also played Robin Colcord, an English multimillionaire in the popular sitcom Cheers.
You English guys, you play darts a lot, don't you?
Oh yes, we English do nothing but sit around in pubs, sipping thick warm ale, throwing darts incessantly, dropping our H's and singing God Save the Queen. That's all we do in England.
He also played the British ambassador Lord John Marbury on the NBC drama The West Wing. From 2004 to 2007, Rees served as artistic director of Williamstown Theater Festival. Becky Ann Baker knew Rees before he took over at Williamstown and acted in two of Rees's seasons there.
Roger's whole tenure at the theater was probably, you know, one of the most ambitious and creative several years that the festival ever had. I don't think anybody thought that what he could get done, you know, that was possible. And yet it was, and I think the audiences loved it.
Baker says Rees was filled with more joy than anyone she ever met, which was evident on stage or running into him in Manhattan.
He literally was one of those people that was just truly having a wonderful life, and he just spread that joy, I think, everywhere. I know a lot of people always say that when someone's being remembered, but I don't know anyone that I could really say that about the way I do Roger.
Rees continued to be active in television and theater throughout his life. Last year, the Screen Actors Guild Foundation recorded a conversation with Rees, moderated by his husband and writer Rick Ellis.
And the thing about being an actor is, unlike being a ballet dancer or a soccer player, football player, you don't stop when you're 28. You can keep on going till you can start off as Mamilius in The Winter's Tale, the young son in that play, and you can finish up as the grave digger in Hamlet. It's a wonderful, wonderful life if you can keep at it.
Broadway theaters will dim their marquee lights for 1 minute at 7:45 Wednesday night in memory of Rees. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
Strong and attractive as I used to be.